The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Easy Radio.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
3, 2.
Radio 1.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, we call someone called Alexa and give them instructions. I bet they never get that. There's also an excellent Bumble Wednesday to celebrate midweek. And we give our intern an astonishing challenge, which she really steps up to. She is brave, as you'll hear.
One!
It's funny what people want for the Bumble gap today, isn't it? Like Catherine, who says, can we have Chris going, digga, digga, digga? When he was singing with Sigrid, I've got no memory of this.
That happened. Yeah. It's just you going, digga, 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 digga. Don't remember?
No. Why were we doing that?
I don't know.
I like it when people suggest stuff that you can't quite remember.
Yeah, and also, what will happen now is people will message in going, you did digga, digga, digga because of this, and I can't remember, and yeah. It's our show.
Yeah. Well, it's all our show. Someone will know.
Just played AJ Tracy. I don't know if you heard it the other night on Grimmy's show with Annie Mack, her rapping Ladbroke Grove.
No, I've not. This is Annie Raps, yeah.
It was, as you might say, a mood.
Yo, it's the Hypermad set. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mashup, they mash up the deck. The microphone chap is live and direct. And again, it's the Hypermad set. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mashup, mash up the deck. The microphone chap is live and direct. I said,
Bobo, vibes in that.
Cruise like a four-wheel drive in that. Tech time, everything's live in that. Because AJT's on the mic and that. I said, Bobo,
vibes in that.
Cruise like a four-wheel drive in that. Tech time, everything's live in that. Because AJT's on the mic and that.
I mean, that was, apart from the... apart from the dodge bit in the middle, it was actually she kept up really well.
Well, I thought she got more enthusiastic throughout.
Yeah, I mean, to start with, CBA.
Yo, it's the Hypermad set. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mashup, they mash up the deck.
You can't unhear that now.
Scott Mills.
I'm just flicking through the comments from people who went to the last night of Ari in London last night. Do not disappoint. God is a woman, and her name is Ariana Grande.
Yeah, of course.
One small step for woman, one giant leap for womankind.
Awesome. Should have been one grande leap there.
Actually, yes. Oh, I bet they're kicking themselves now.
Oh, I hope you're listening.
Yeah. All the stars were there as well last night. Jay from Little Mix, Amy Hart. This is my favourite one I saw, though. I've been flicking through. I don't follow this girl. She doesn't follow me. But I just searched Ariana Grande 02. Me and Kirsten came to the O2 Arena to see if we could hear Ariana Grande. We're currently sitting in TGI's with fat cocktails, listening to a faint bass line of Ari enjoying life. Do people do that?
I didn't realise that was the thing.
Like, don't get a ticket, but just go to the bar next door and see if you can vaguely hear it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, earlier in the week, I asked people called Alexa to get in touch with us, and they did. Well, a few anyway, there is quite a few. Now, what do you think is the one thing that happens to people called Alexa all the time?
Well, it's horrible times for them, isn't it? This modern world that we're in.
I mean, their parents weren't to know.
No, that's exactly it. And I feel like when we say the name that we keep saying, there'll be loads of people getting annoyed because smart speakers everywhere will be going,
yeah,
you know, like, what?
Yeah, they definitely will. So if you are listening to us on one of those things with that name, the next 5 minutes or so could be crazy times in your house or at work. But we are going to actually speak to a person with that name in a minute. They've got in touch with us, but they do not know when and if we will call.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay. Sorry to everyone who is listening on a smart speaker right now. This could play havoc over the next few minutes. We asked for Alexas to get in touch, and they did. So let's call one.
Hello, Alexa speaking.
Alexa, how do I say thank you very much in Portuguese? Oh.
Okay. Didn't...
Okay.
Yeah. Sort of like a real Alexa, that.
Yeah.
It felt like, in the sense, didn't get any answers.
No.
There.
Do you want to have a go?
I can try Alexa, yeah.
Okay. So this is Alexa who got back in touch with us when I asked for Alexas to tweet me. But I think she may have forgotten.
Yeah.
Hello?
Alexa, what is the weather outside?
Oh my God, I get this all the time.
it's a weird That's one, weird. Is because mm.
She did message.
Yeah, but maybe she didn't know that we were going to call her to say, okay, Alexa.
Yeah, well, I didn't say why we needed Alexas. I just...
I think we need more Alexas.
I'm going to try again.
I'll tell you what, let's try one more time, and I think I can do one where she'll realise.
Okay.
Hello?
Alexa, can you do a rap?
No, I can't.
Alexa, who is Scott Mills?
Radio 1
BBC
presenter.
That's it. Hi. It's us.
Hi.
You messaged us the other day. I asked for Alexa to get in touch, but you obviously didn't know why. And this is why.
And so are you the two unknown callers just now?
Do you get this a lot?
I get this probably on average at least once every other day, mainly from people I work with.
Right.
Yeah, where do you work? Because I take it you're just the office Alexa, aren't you? And is it really awkward, like, no offence, but if, like, do people talk to you in that tone? Or do you have an Alexa in your office and then it sometimes gets confusing?
So we don't have one in the office, but it does get confusing when I'm on the phone to somebody and then in the background I can hear their Alexa talking and participating in the conversation as well. So it has happened a lot.
It's tricky, isn't it? Because you got your name before the Home Assistant there was created, but it has sort of changed things, hasn't it?
I know. I thought it was an original, and now there are thousands of robots.
Is it annoying?
It is super annoying. The amount of times people go, Alexa, can you turn on the lights? Alexa, can you turn off the lights?
What was that advert with the one that no one's got that Clean Bandit did the advert for? Cortana.
Cortana.
Anyone got one of those? Like anyone?
No, I don't think anybody does.
Apart from Clean Bandit,
obviously. Pretty much.
Do you know what, though? Something that will make you feel a bit better.
Okay.
Have you heard about the woman in America called Alexa Siri?
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, she's having a mare.
A story going around today claims a woman has the name Alexa Siri. And it's true. She's a 21-year-old college student in New Jersey. And if you're not familiar, Alexa is the name of that virtual assistant on the Amazon Echo. And Siri, of course, is the virtual assistant on iPhones. Even though Alexa Siri spells her last name S-E-A-R-Y, it's pronounced the same as the iPhone version. She says her life is a walking nightmare, as people jokingly tell her what to do all the time. And if you're wondering, Siri says she does have Siri on her phone as well, but she refuses to get the Amazon Echo. Good for her.
That is, like, bad luck, isn't it?
Yeah. And to be fair, though, I did once date a guy who dated me, so Alexa, and then the next girl was Siri. So we all had a bit of a conspiracy theory that
what?
He just liked virtual assistants.
Yeah,
that's
his thing.
He will only go out with virtual assistants.
Yeah, pretty much. So Cortana might be next. You never know.
Yeah. I wonder if there's anyone listening called OK Google.
That would be a bit harsh to your child.
Scott Mills.
Are you ready to have a little midweek celebration?
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
First, for Scott in Northampton, the athlete described on Inuna Bingo.
Kimberly Rennix won Scotland's first gold, beating India's Sushila Lakmabam.
It's a classic, always gets picked every week. Stu on his digger in Chelmsford.
Go on, pigs.
Steve and all the boys and girls harvesting barley in Blandford, and also Rachel in Driffield wanted Derek Acora. On Most Haunted, oh. Contacting...
So who sent this in? Say that one again. Steve and all the boys harvesting barley?
Yes.
Lads? Yeah. Just harvesting barley then?
Yeah. That's, yeah? What's wrong with that?
I don't know why. It's just, maybe I'm imagining a lad's holiday where everyone's just at the barley, you know?
Bang on the barley?
Yeah.
In barley?
Not in barley, harvesting barley.
Yeah. I mean, can we all stop saying barley, please? Derek Acora... contacting some people from the other side called Mary and Richard.
What is it, Derek? You all right?
Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Richard.
Remember, you used to get possessed. Right? I might put that on the Who game. Derek and Cora getting possessed.
Richard.
Richard.
Sarah in Glasgow wants Steve and Anne-Marie. Who is Anne-Marie's favourite Spice Girl?
Anne-Marie.
Steve.
Sporty Spice.
Was that what you were going to say?
Sporty Spice.
Yeah, like, yeah, you would have said that, but Anne-Marie got there first.
Yeah, I got there first.
Yes.
Steve.
Steve in Hull wants his he wants Chris's numerical mistake in his guide to Brighton.
King George the V1 built the Royal Pavilion.
The V1.
I'm never sure how.
That's six, that one. Go again.
King George the V1. King George the VI built the Royal Pavilion so he too could frolic, splash and bathe.
Thomas in Edinburgh wants this classic from American TV.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay, excuse me, he's blind.
Oh, absolute throwback from Jono the Joiner. Chris interviewing Mila Kunis.
I'm petrified, but shall we...
So far you're doing a great job.
Really?
No, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, good.
Me losing it on air approximately this time last week from Danielle in London.
We have a little dance to the Gypsy Kings.
I'm just retyping my email, don't worry.
Loads and loads of shout-outs. So hello, Tom, who is doing just an old-fashioned bumbleaying whilst he does the regrouting in his kitchen.
Crap! Right.
Yes.
Eric Weihenmayer. Come on then, where are you? We've got Liam in South Wales thinking of watching a Christmas film this afternoon. He's just in the mood. He's thinking The Grinch. Elle from Hastings.
That's an interesting one, that, actually, because I watched the Christmas special of Gavin Stacey the other day. And although it didn't feel quite in time with everything, it's still very funny.
It is good. James Hanna and all the team on the farm. All the farmers are on today, spreading their muck.
Adam and Steve on the way back from... on the way back from Boston right now.
That's not
happy
true.
Happy Bumbaleo. I think it's real.
Okay. Bumbaleo. Andrew the Prawn Fisher.
That's one.
Lying on the beach in Skye. Oh, amazing. Bumbaleo. Richard casually laying a patio.
Richard. Richard. Richard.
We've got Harry. Harry listening in Edinburgh. Josh, May and Dan. Is there anyone that's not a farmer? Let us know. 81119. I mean, I love you guys, but literally everyone is a farmer today.
They love a bumbleo. Let's just do shout-outs to Richard from here.
Richard.
Richard.
In Northampton.
Oh. Oh.
Getting this in my mouth.
Is there a harvest on or something? Because there's loads of people harvesting. Are you seeing all these texts? It's like people harvesting in the field. It's like, is it that time of year? Do you know what I mean?
Is there a harvest on?
Bringing tins into school.
Hello.
Happy harvest, everyone.
Yep. That's just what they want.
There's loads of people harvesting.
A tin of
right
processed
now.
Peas.
Steal a sea. Pleasure.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Elise.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Right, so you're in Suffolk. Where in Suffolk, please?
I'm in a little town called Halesworth.
And you're a cleaner?
I am a cleaner, but at the moment I'm doing all of the laundry for all the holiday homes ready to be changed over.
Oh, wow. So how many machines you got on the go there?
I've got 4 washing machines going, 4 tumble dryers going, and I'm ironing at the same time.
That is coordination.
Chaos.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But it's like organised chaos. You're in control there.
I'm completely in control, as always.
I was in the laundrette earlier.
Yeah.
Can't imagine that. Is it like... is it like you sometimes see where you put your clothes in and then sit there just in your pants?
No.
Watching them go around. Like,
No.
Well, it's not quite like that here, I'm afraid. No.
It, it wasn't like that at mine either. No, I dropped my service wash off with Gloria. I don't know if that's her name. But it is called Gloria's Laundrette, so I presume. And had some great fabric conditioner lols.
You've got a washing machine, haven't you?
Yeah, but I've got an FO6 at the moment.
What's that mean?
Do you know what that means?
Oh, it's an error.
No.
It's flashing, it's flashing, and it's saying FO6. What does that mean?
You've probably put a pet in there or something. Like, it'll be something horrible that's
actually
happened.
If anyone can let me know what FO6 means, because that would really help me out. I have Googled it.
Don't do that. Oh, yeah, we've Googled it already.
What is it? Is that a problem with the motor?
Electronic communications problem, mate.
What am I going to do about that?
A problem with your electrics there. We're going to have to call that.
Yeah, it's an error code. You're going to have to get someone in.
Okay.
You have to call around that maintenance guy, aren't you?
Yeah, maybe. All right, here's what I've got for you today on Baggers.
Yeah, I like this one.
Do you?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Heatwave.
Yeah,
why?
Is it a celebrity laundrette?
No.
It's not. I wish it was. No, this town is very quiet,
Did you mean mine?
I meant for yours, Scott, yeah.
Absolutely not, no.
They should do that. It could be the new Celebs Go Dating. Something in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, something to think about. All right.
Get me involved.
Elise, you can have that, or you can have my choice today, which is this. I am back into my garage now.
Right.
It's AJ Tracy's fault.
I totally agree. This is DJ Luck, MC Neat, Little Bit of Luck.
You love a bit of two-step garage.
I know that my sister would really appreciate both songs, so it's a bit of a difficult one. So I think what I'm going to go with is DJ Luck and MC Neat.
Oh, okay.
Honey, keep being fabulous.
Radio 1 presents
my very first podcast.
Jenna Collins.
You're just going to realise I might be a star, but I'm just exactly like you.
How can I help you?
You're going to hear my views, bit of glamour.
Laughing hysterically.
Cringing.
Oh my God, did you really say that?
Oh yeah, she did.
Is that all you have to do? What, this just once a week?
From Brentwood to Marbella.
It's going to be next level.
The name of my podcast is... What is it?
The Gemma Collins Podcast.
Download and subscribe on the BBC Sounds app.
I don't get how easy this is.
Yeah, that's fair, actually. Fair.
Good to hear that again.
DJ Luck, MC Neat, with a little bit of luck on BBC Radio 1.
Going back to your washing machine, few people have been on, various people saying what the problem is.
Yeah, but I'm getting conflicting messages.
Well, a couple of people saying it, usually a blocked wastewater pipe there, a sock or something. But I'd love to see what you've put in there. Because it'll be something curveball that's blocking that thing. It won't be normal.
Well, I'll find out.
It won't be normal clothes.
No.
That much I will say.
It's not going to be a sock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We have a very nice lady called Olamide working on the show at the moment. She's our intern. And she did something earlier today, which I did not think she would do, but fair play. Well, as an initiation, I mean, it's a flying start.
There was more respect. I mean, there was respect before, but now there's more respect.
I mean,
I think you've earned your place on the show for what we made you do today, but it's brilliant.
Yeah. So we'll explain the concept soon, but it basically involves going up to people, bear in mind, not worked here before, going up to people she doesn't know and really pretending to know them. And it's like, what will people do in that situation? Because she's never met them before in her life. That's coming up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just to let you know, because when we don't warn you, then people sometimes text in and go, well, why didn't you warn me? So with this... thing we're about to play with our new intern, you might actually need something to squeeze hard, like, you know, when something is so cringe, or maybe something to bite into.
Okay.
Because at times it's almost unbearable, apparently, to listen to. I've not heard it yet, but our producer's been going through it and I can just see him go so just a cringe warning there, your 10 minute cringe warning. This is Scott on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The next thing you're about to hear is extremely cringe. I'm warning you now. If you can sit through this, you can sit through anything, okay? So, Alameda is our intern. How long have you been here?
A week and a half.
How are you finding it, honestly?
It's been amazing.
People are nice, right?
Yeah, they're lovely. They are.
And it's quite a good radio station.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. So we were messaging. We've got like a group message for the whole team. And it's this idea. And I was thinking, I mean, it's a big ask for someone that's not even been here 2 weeks. But then Alameda messaged back going, yep, definitely up for it. And we were like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I really respect the way you volunteered for this, because we've all got to do awkward stuff for the show occasionally, and this was your turn.
But I'm hearing, because I haven't heard these clips, because they won't let me hear them before they go out, that you tackled it with confidence.
You have to, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
So do you want to explain the idea?
All right, well, so we've had this idea for a while, but nobody's been brave enough to do it until now. So obviously, because you've been here, a week and a half?
Week and a half.
Obviously, you don't know many people here at all. And the BBC is it's a big place, not just at Radio 1, that the entire BBC is in here. There's 6,000 people. And you're brand new. You're fresh. And the idea is talking to complete strangers, but as if you've known them for ages. So bearing in mind, like, they don't know you and you don't know them. You've never seen them before. Will they be honest and be like, sorry, I don't know who you are, which is awkward, or do they just go along with it and pretend that you're good friends and colleagues?
I love this idea, because actually doing the right thing in most situations is to not lie. However, in this, I think you're kind of doing the right thing if you lie, because, you know, they don't want you to feel bad. They want you to feel like you've gone to the right person there. I reckon most people that you speak to will go along with it.
And I have to admit, because I hate any type of confrontation, I would have gone along with this. Yeah. We're like, yeah, definitely would.
Even though the truth is, you haven't got a clue.
Not a clue. Okay, so first one is about a gig, right?
Yes.
So what did you do?
I went up to, I think it was Liam, and I asked him about the psychedelic porn crumpets gig, of course.
Okay, and whether he was going. I think it's Josh, is it Josh?
Oh, it's Josh, not sorry.
You don't know who anyone is, it's fine.
That's the game.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really looking forward to the gig later. Are you excited?
What gig?
You know, the psychedelic porn crumpets one.
Oh, are you going to that?
Yeah, are you coming?
No. Where are they playing?
We spoke about this yesterday, didn't we?
No, you're thinking of someone else.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't even in yesterday.
No, we were in the canteen together, weren't we?
No.
We got the chili con carne, for sure.
It's not me. Yeah. I wasn't here.
The really? Your stomach's not playing up right now as well, after that chili con carne.
It is, but not that.
Okay, well, he handled it well.
Yeah, he did. I like what he did there, because he just sort of laughed to make the situation less awkward.
Yeah.
It's like, ha 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 ha, yeah, you must have got someone else.
We should have pointed out that Alameda here has a little microphone, like a hidden microphone on her lapel, so they can't really see that.
Yeah. Look, Charlotte in Essex is texting, oh my God, this is my favourite thing to do on a night out. It's hilarious. Yeah, I like it. It's just go out to people with confidence, pretend that you know them.
So, it's a bank holiday weekend coming up. Surely someone that you've never met before can look after your cat, can't they?
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Are you still okay to cat sit next week?
Cat sit?
Yeah. We spoke about it last week.
I wasn't in last week.
No?
I think you've got the wrong person.
Tiddlywinks? No?
No, I think you got...
Are you sure?
Yeah, I...
Okay, well, can you cat sit?
No, I'm allergic to cats.
You're allergic to cats.
Oh, I can't bear this.
Oh, tiddlywinks?
Oh,
it's awkward.
Oh, wow. Okay, I mean, fair. You are brave.
Thank you.
I mean, wow.
You just got to go up and do these things with confidence, though. It's
all right.
Good.
Okay, now this one... in the Radio 1 office now. Why not pretend you've been slagging off Greg James's team really close to where they're sitting? Oh, no. Okay, so remember, Alameda is going up to someone she's never met before in this situation.
Hi. I just kind of remember the really good advice that you gave me last week. So I was hoping, do you have time for like a little bit more advice?
Yeah, absolutely fine.
Yeah? So basically I was out by the coffees and right. I was just I was just talking to my friends, but I was like kind of slagging off Greg James's show, just like a little
right,
bit.
Okay.
And I turned around and one of his producers were there.
Okay.
So I don't really know what to do.
The best thing for that is just not to... I wouldn't worry about it. Everyone's entitled to an opinion. It's a nice team. No one's going to hold it against you.
Okay.
And unless it was like properly going in, then... Which I'm sure it wasn't.
Actually, it was quite offensive, if I'm being
okay,
honest.
Fine.
Should I get like some flowers or something?
No,
like,
don't go silly. Just genuinely, just have a chat with them and be like, I think you might have heard me talking about the show the other day. I just want to say, it wasn't anything personal or something like that.
Okay.
And just have that chat, because otherwise you're going to think about it lots and lots and lots.
Yeah.
And then it's going to really like become a bigger thing than it actually is. To be fair, they probably didn't hear about what you said anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, my word.
Very good advice.
Do you know who that was?
Liam, right?
Yeah, right. It turns out that was Liam. He actually works on the Greg James show. Yeah. Good.
Oh, my God.
Excellent. Sophie's like, this is brilliant. So going to get this out on the Hendu. Ross in Manchester, this is making me sweat. I know. We'll play Khalid and then we'll do some more.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Getting so many messages about this. This is making me feel a bit uncomfortable. This lady is so brave, lol, from Courtney. I hope your intern gets offered a job after this. Ballsy, says Sean in Nottingham. Zoe in London, I'm still laughing to myself about how nice Liam from the Greg James show was to your intern. I mean, that's because all of Greg's team are nice. But yeah, an awful situation. That Liam at the end deserves a bonus. What a chilled geezer. Okay, so the game is talking to complete strangers, but as if you've known them for absolutely ages. Alameda, our intern, has been here a week and a half, knows nobody yet apart from us a lot. So these are people that she's never met, they've never met her. Do they go along with it, or do they say, sorry, I don't know who you are? Okay, next, you're going up to someone, pretending you know them, and then pretend that you've been slagging off the boss, right? And getting some advice, is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, Katie.
I love that you put her name in as well.
Hey, Katie. I'm just a little bit worried because, you know what I whispered to you, like, the other day, like, by the newsbeat room? Mm-hmm. When I was, the thing I said about the boss, I'm kind of just a bit worried that he might find out.
By what? What did you say?
You don't remember?
No.
By the newsbeat room, when I called him, I don't really want to repeat it just in case anyone's listening, but when I called him a diplodocus...
Someone's daring you.
No.
Who yeah. did the Scots team?
What?
This is Scott Mills' team all over it.
Oh, rumble.
Rubbish.
Yes, Katie Crooks. She knows this show too well.
I don't think the Diplodocus was the best shout there.
Okay, well, that one didn't go so well. Can we now convince somebody that you were with them last night, you've never met them, and that they had a mad one? Okay. Here we go.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I didn't want to say before, but, like, you were crazy last night. That was amazing. Like, what? You were so drunk, though.
What? Where?
Huh?
I don't know.
Was
it you?
Where?
Last night.
Where was I last night?
Were you not at the bar?
No.
You were throwing down some major moves, like...
No, that was not me.
Do you not remember this?
That was not me.
Are you lying?
No, seriously, I was at a playback.
Have I made a really big mistake right now and I'm embarrassing myself?
I want to know who this is, though, who's doing the worm at the bar.
It wasn't you.
No.
You look like you could dance as well, like very much like, you can break dance.
Wasn't me.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh. It gets people second-guessing what they actually did, even if they didn't go out.
It's like, was
I? What, me?
Was I drunk last night?
Maybe I was.
Alameda, I mean...
Well done.
As first challenges go, What an induction into the show.
Well done. Thank you, guys. Thank
well
you.
Done.
Scott Mills.
That is a good point, actually, from Jen, who says, so you make your new intern do all these wild dares and then cut her off while she's giving a thank you speech. I think I did cut you off. What did you,
you
want
did.
To say?
I was just going to say I'll be here all week, so...
Right.
You want to do it again?
Sorry?
What, you want to go? You're happy to do another challenge?
Is that what I said? I mean,
maybe
I,
not then.
I'd be up for it.
Would you?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, fine.
Good to know. Done. Thing is, though, because obviously our whole floor here at Radio 1 on the 8th floor would have heard that, so I think we need to go deep into the BBC somewhere else where they've not met you at all.
Yes.
Or heard it.
Yes, that'd be amazing.
Okay, all right. Leave it with. When are you here till? We should probably have this off air, but when are you here till?
October sometime.
Okay, awesome. When are you here till? Someone says, your intern is literally the bravest person. I am dying inside. Katie in Watford. She is a legend. I know. And Jack in Winchester says, can this please be a regular thing? It's so good.
Yes.
And loads of people are saying they're going to do it on Nights Out. Josh says, "What, Chris, what was your first silly thing you had to do when you joined Radio 1? Because we used to make you do all these.
Yeah, you said, first thing I had to do was go do an audition for Batman.
It was!
And I had to do an American accent. I was dressed as Batman as
was
well.
Was it like a show in the West End?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a bad one.
I remember that.
Scott Mills.
Hello, who's this, please?
Hi, Scott and Chris, it's Lou.
Hey, Lou, what's going on?
So, my really good friends have all started dating, and one by one, they've ended up with Gaz, Baz and Daz.
Was this a challenge that all the girls set out at the start of dating, or is this just coincidence?
It's not a challenge at all. You can't even think this up, can you?
It's amazing. It's like a fruit machine, isn't it? It's just you've hit jackpot there. It's Gaz, Baz, Daz. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
Where are you living?
Barnstable, North Devon.
Why is there an abundance of Barrys, Garys and Darrens?
Oh, no, they are actually all over the place, actually. Baz is in North Devon. Gaz and Daz are in Stoke.
All right.
So are you single at the moment?
I am.
Right, so you're looking for what? Waz?
I'm looking for any sort of as.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how many other as's are there.
There's loads. Maz, Waz, Zaz.
Who's called Zaz?
Okay.
It's abbreviated for Zara, isn't it? Zaz? No? Maybe not.
Never heard of that, no.
Okay, well, surely that's your only aim now. It's going to make dating tricky for you, but you need one that rhymes.
I'm narrowing it down a lot, aren't I?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go on.
Are you only into blokes?
Yes.
Okay, well, that rules out Zaz and Kaz then.
Yeah.
I was toying with whether we go down the sort of Shiraz.
Shiraz is,
you know,
a wine,
just,
babe.
Well, there could be somebody called Shiraz.
Well, let's find them. If there is, let us know. 81199. The thing is, you will have to date them then.
That's fine.
Yeah, this is four in a row. You know that game? It's going to really annoy me if you don't actually date someone that rhymes.
Yeah.
It's not just so, is it?
Yeah, but you can't have Gaz, Baz, Daz, and here's Terry.
No, you can't.
All right, well, listen,
but
that's...
also, are there any Nick, Dick, Ricks out there, you know?
Yeah, but that doesn't fit with your friends.
I'm just... interested.
No, we need to find you something as, okay? And we will.
Yeah,
yeah.
And here's what.
Okay, if all right then. Yeah.
Fine with what you're suggesting. Go with a Rick, but then all your friends have to dump their relevant person and we start again.
And get a dick.
It's all for,
okay.
It's all for nothing.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I get you.
Leave it with us.
Okay, all right. Love you.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1, and there's another Chris Stark Guide to Britain at 3.